Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is August the 11th, 2020. Well, how has August begun for you? Are you having a good week? And I hope that you are. And so I'm going to kind of build on that lesson that we talked about yesterday about your life being a spiritual act of worship. We discussed how your service to God is a spiritual act of worship. The topic yesterday was actually, as you show hospitality to another, you are actually worshiping God. So I thought about that, and I thought about this. What was your spiritual act of worship today? How did you worship God with your life? How did you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God? Remember, that's what Paul said in Romans 12:1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your spiritual act of worship. How did you do that? What was the act of worship as you presented your body as a living sacrifice? Remember this as you go on, and as if we would read Romans 12:2, we would find this. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Be not conformed to this world. So we find in Romans 12:2 that we're not to be conformed to this world. So maybe your act of worship was that today you chose not to be conformed to the world. How might you have done that? Well, maybe in your office today, there was gossip taking place. And instead of taking part in that gossip, you decided to excuse yourself. You know that gossip is sin. So because God is worthy and you didn't want to be conformed to this world, you didn't participate. You presented your body as a living sacrifice. A spiritual act of worship was choosing not to be involved in gossip. I was thinking about what are some other ways that maybe we could worship God by not being conformed to this world. Now, there's lots of ways, just a few thoughts that I had as I sit here at my desk. Maybe the way that you offered your body as a living sacrifice, a spiritual act of worship, was that you realized that the goals and the ambitions of the world are not the goals of your life. In other words, you have higher goals than the goals of riches or fame that this world has. So instead of allowing yourself to chase after the world's idea of success, you look for your success in the Word of God. And you look for a heavenly reward instead of an earthly reward. Maybe this week, as a spiritual act of worship, you're going to decide to have a godly attitude towards your spouse. As a husband, you are going to love your wife and give yourself to her instead of demanding your way. Maybe as a wife, instead of using your body as a tool to manipulate your husband, you understand that Paul teaches the Corinthians, I think it is, that your body's not your own. Maybe instead of pouting and trying to get your way, this is for either spouse, instead of pouting and sulking up and, I just don't want to talk about it, whatever. Maybe you'll decide to sit down and say, you know what, maybe we need to talk this out. You, instead of getting in an argument, maybe you'll decide to take the wrong. As a spiritual act of worship, you're not going to be conformed to the world's ideas of how a husband and wife should respond. You begin to think about the ways that you can honor God with your relationship to your spouse. Maybe you're going to decide to honor your spouse. See your spouse as a gift from God. Instead of complaining about your spouse like so much of the world does, you'll have a different mindset about your spouse than the world has about the spouses. Perhaps this week you begin to consider what John says in 1 John 2:16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. As a follower of Jesus, in order to not be conformed to the world, you will begin to think about what the lust of the flesh is. What is the lust of the eyes? And what is the pride of life? And you'll begin to not be conformed to those things. What we find is that our spiritual act of worship can be the decisions that we make. We make decisions that honor God. We make decisions because we understand we have been justified freely by His grace, and that God is worthy of our spiritual act of worship. And so we make decisions that honor Him and glorify Him. This week, I want to encourage you to spend some time worshiping God by refusing to be conformed to this world, either in thought or in deed. Let's pray. Lord, today we come to you in prayer, just thanking you for justification. Lord, we thank you that you are working in us both to will and to do of your good pleasure. Lord, help us to glorify you as we walk according to your word and not according to this world. Help us to walk in love towards you and towards others. Help us to walk in adoration for the life that you have given us in Christ Jesus. We pray today that you will be glorified through us as we live for you. We thank you that because of Jesus, you're worthy. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Till tomorrow, Brother Mark, signing off.